really, really sad. This really bummed out my week.
Roll credits. The Sunray Cinema is... The future is in question as they post on Facebook about a campaign to keep its doors open. Talks it could be sold or has already been sold with building it with a historic designation. So obviously we would need to see action at some level of government, whether it's with the Jacksonville Historic Preservation Commission or more. Live team coverage takes us to the Five Points Riverside community and Action News Jack's Alexis Clevenger to unpack more. The theater's owners say they lease this space, then don't have control over what the owner or landlords do with property, Alexis.
Yeah, and those owners also say they've been trying to purchase the theater portion of the space for a few years now, but have been unsuccessful. And so a Facebook post shared by Sunray Cinema told patrons about the impending sale of the building. The owners of the Sunray Cinema say they only lease a portion of the building. Again, landlords are trying to sell the entire space as one. And so many people don't want to see this movie theater close. And the space was originally built to be a theater in 1927, but over the years, the space was used in for other forms of entertainment. And in 2011 is when Sunray Cinema took over the space and made it what it is today. Now, there have been reports that future developers could turn this into a parking garage or a virtual golf course, but the co-owner of Sunray Cinema says no plans have been finalized yet.
Obviously, it's led to an immediate uproar for many who have enjoyed watching films there and just everything that the culture surrounding it in the Five Points Riverside area. We understand like well over 1,000, if not 2,000 or more online petitions have already been signed.
Yeah, that's right. And that campaign online is Save Sunray. And the chairperson of that committee says that, you know, this potential sale is outrageous.
Yeah, it's obviously caused a lot of consternation in the community. The Times Union reporting that because the building has a historic designation that was established during the current owner's development process, it cannot be torn down without approval from the Jacksonville Historic Preservation Commission. We're in touch with the city council member who represents the area to find out more about the online campaign, if there might be any city council action that may ultimately come as a result of what's been out there now over the last 24 plus hours. We'll certainly be following up on updates. Alexis, thanks.